Darwin, should you marry or tarry? That is the question at issue. To stay a single man or else to wed as your friend would wish you. Do you regard a wife and children necessary? The choice is all your own. Live your life alone. For marrying, marrying, marrying.
Seems a shame for a scientist in his prime to seek a matrimonial rendezvous. Tis a custom without a reason or rhyme, and how can a scholar spare the time when he has so much important work to do? And suppose that there were progeny 7 or 8, the natural fruit of a sanctified marriage bed. Just to visualize their terrible fate, they'd be undernourished and underweight if I failed to earn enough for the daily bread. But suppose I've had some thousands of pounds a year, I'd be dragged about to parties and gay soirees. In view of the social season here, I'd very soon become, I fear, a London diner out for the rest of my days.
Darwin, do not marry, but tarry. Man is the store in decision. You should remain in single state if marriage you can't envision. Quickly retreat to some secluded monastery. Don't be inclined to merge. Fight the primal urge. So marry, marry, marry.
Why should a fellow spend his hours peering through microscopes at flowers, leading a lonely existence without a sweet lady's assistance? Picture instead your heart's desire, reading aloud by a cozy fire, and then nestling closer at eve and the fall. It wouldn't be bad at all, at all. It wouldn't be bad at all.
Darwin, do not tarry, go marry. Settle this troublesome deadlock. Walk like a man.